And welcome back, Varsity Football Live, here on a Friday night, episode number one. Hey, if you got a big-time performer for us, shoot us a text, please, 49451. And if we read your names off at the end of the show, you got an opportunity to be the one that is called by our friend Steve Dion, who will give a random listener, a random texter, a call and say, hey, you've just won a $50 gift card to our corporate sponsor, the Ram Restaurant and Brewery. Time now for my favorite segment of the show, always is Trip Around the State. And we go now to the Tacoma News Tribune. A good one, a good non-league matchup, a 3A, 4A matchup down in the South Sound. You got two ranked teams. According to the Times, you look at the Times, you look at the FinalScore.tv poll, Bellarmine Prep in the top 10 in 4A. Lakes is right there as well in the 3A, and we got a matchup between the Lancers and the Lions tonight. TJ Cotterill from the Tacoma News Tribune joins us. How you doing, TJ?
Good. Also ranked in the News Tribune.
I can't leave out the News Tribune poll.
That's okay. You know, the Times.
That's true. Come on, the Times. Who needs the Times, for God's sake? Oh, what's going on, TJ? Tell us about the game tonight.
Well, Bellarmine rolled 34-7 victory over Lakes. We had Bellarmine ranked ninth in our 4A poll. We had Lakes ranked number eight in our 3A poll. That's now 0-2 for Lakes, obviously trying to regroup. And Dave Miller's in San Francisco again. They've just got a young team that's still trying to figure things out. They're certainly looking forward to playing 3A competition from now on out, because these first two games, both against 4A teams. And I think only piled up about 250 yards of total offense, and 74 yards came on their final offensive play of the game with a minute left to make it 34-7, or else they're going to be the second straight team to be shut out by Bellarmine. But I think the consensus from both these teams is how good Bellarmine's defense is looking these first two games. They shut out Rodgers last week, 49-0. This one is 34-7 over Lakes. I mean, two of the most storied programs in our area as far as reaching state tournament-wise. So obviously a marquee matchup, but Bellarmine just made it look so easy. Defensively, they kind of got this funky 2-5-3-5 thing going on defensively, which is something Lakes coach Dave Miller, he's been there forever. He said he's never seen anything like that. So it's unorthodox, but it's certainly working for Bellarmine.
Well, Bellarmine has been one of the great defensive teams in our state for 20, 25 years. They have always had great defenses. What they have struggled with is putting points on the board, but it doesn't seem like they're struggling putting points on the board this year. They put up 49 against Rodgers last week, another great performance this week. So what does Bellarmine have going on the offensive side?
Well, it wasn't any sort of big strike, you know, 80-yard touchdown play. It was just a lot of methodically moving down the field. Their quarterback is going to be really special. His name's Christian Moore, 6'5", Brian Jensen, the coach there, has been convinced all offseason he's going to be playing somewhere D1 next year. He's just not sure where yet. And he threw for 166 yards tonight, first score of the game, 25-yard touchdown on 4th and 7 to kind of get them going to Dominic Golub. And, yeah, they just kind of roll from there. Matt Money, their running back, 3 touchdown runs, 91 yards. It just, you know, wasn't anything flashy. It was just moving down the field methodically, and it just makes you think, man, this is a professional program they got going here.
And how about Lakes? I mean, there's, if I'm not recalling correct, Lakes has had some sluggish starts in the last few years, but has usually been able to kind of pull out of that. And part of that probably is because Dave Miller's not afraid to play the Bellarmine Preps of the world in the non-conference.
Well, it was tough for them too, because tonight they're on their second string quarterback after their starter got hurt during practice this week, wasn't even suited up today. And then Cody Rowe, a guy who actually came in from Texas this year, he ended up getting hurt in the third quarter with a knee injury. They're hoping it's not serious, because he is super fast. That's like, he actually was starting a wide receiver before they moved him to quarterback. And so, yeah, like you said, he's hoping it wasn't serious, but it's certainly tough when you're already playing a tough Bellarmine D in the first place to do so well with down to your third string quarterback.
Give us a little look-see now at your leagues down there. We'll take a look at the Narrows first. Obviously Bellarmine Prep, but who else can compete for the Lions for the championship?
Well, actually, the Narrows no longer exist. It's all screwed up down here.
Oh,
everything's new. It's the Narrows is gone. The 3SPSL is gone. Or now it's the 3APCL.
Okay.
Lakes is in now with Lincoln and Bonnie Lake, and we had all three of those teams: Lakes, Lincoln, Bonnie Lake, ranked entering the season, and now Lakes is 0-2. Bonnie Lake squeaked out a win over Timberline tonight, and Lincoln squeaked out an overtime win over Auburn Mountain View today. So the 3A wise, there's some growing those teams got to do. But we still had, you know, those three teams are supposed to be the crop of the league, and they'll start beginning league play next week. And 4A, the SPSL 4A, I mean, Bellarmine's part of that league now. They were in the 4A Narrows, and that's a league that has Graham Kapalson and Sumner and Olympia and Puyallup.
That's a monster.
Yeah, it's some of those coaches are pretty convinced it's the toughest league in the state, but GK pulled out a double overtime win tonight over Curtis after kind of squeaking by South Kitsap last week. That's a team we had ranked number two. So, yeah, they're certainly not looking like a powerhouse yet. I think that it's certainly going to be a lot of parity in the league. I don't know if there's any one given team you have dotted down as a winner, because Sumner's looking pretty good too.
And then the return of the league that stopped existing after my freshman year in high school, the NPSL. And are you going to be taking a look and covering for the News Tribune some of the NPSL, both the South and the North?
Did you dominate in high school? Were you the top?
Did I dominate?
Of your class?
No, I was not the top of my class. Barely.
I apologize.
I far from dominate, my friend.
Well, NPSL, there's a lot of schools that are, I think there's a lot of questions about which teams are going to come out in those ones. But yeah, Kentwood, it was I didn't see the final score in that, but they were playing Bothell tonight, mm-hmm. and it was tied for a little bit early. And we think that, you know, that program's never had a losing season, so you can't count Kentwood out. And that's in the Cascade division.
Right.
And then you got the Olympic division, and Todd Beamer, we picked as a favorite. They lost yesterday to Mount Rainier. So I think it's kind of that's probably more so up in the air, just because we had no idea who's going to come out in those things. Federal Way's looked really good first couple weeks, surprising considering how many players they've lost. And John Marcy's got 16 guys playing college football this year that he's had play on his team. So
wow.
I mean, I don't know of any program that has 16 guys currently playing college football in Federal Way. So that program's always going to be good.
How about the mighty alma mater starting the season at 2-0? I don't think they've won
that's
two the games
mater?
In a
that's
season.
Right there, Federal Way.
No, Mount Rainier. I don't think we've won two games in a season in like a decade. This is, and they're 2-0 to start the season.
And
I love
it. Todd Beamer too. That has some athletes over there. They got this kid who is playing quarterback now, JJ Young, who was mm-hmm. playing at Seattle Lutheran last year, playing 8-man football last year, and now he's playing 11-man football and killing it out there from Mount Rainier. So.
All right, I'm taking my kid to a game this year. There's no question.
Yeah, 8-man football, don't knock it.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, and I will never again read a Seattle Times ranking in your presence, all right?
You're the man.
All right,
music
man.
Music to my ears.
We'll talk to you next week, all right?
Take care.
Thanks, TJ. Appreciate it. TJ Cotterill joining us from the Tacoma News Tribune.